State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Yeah, we do. Oh shit, I'm up here trying to buy the shit. I'm like, I want to buy y'all stuff. She like, nah, that's not how it goes. Well, I'm gonna post it.
We're gonna make sure you get everything.
I'm gonna have it right on my OnlyFans with my shorts.
No. Shit gonna go platinum.
They gonna be like, I like that shirt.
Good.
Yeah. Let me ask this ahead of time. I need a bottle of water. Because, boy, I went on a podcast for an hour and almost died in this bitch. I was like, my throat dry.
Yeah, you done got rich without me, bro. You got Louis trainers on.
No, this was Adam,
they got
no jumper.
Sneakers, bro. You wearing trainers.
We were talking so much. I said, hey, yo, bro, you got water. And that's how we started talking about tap water.
Trainers now, Joe.
He was like, you want some tap water? I'm like, yeah, at this point, yeah. He said, I can't get my
Nikes,
my
man.
Client tap water. I said, nigga, say who? I'm going to get fucking water. I'm about to die in this bitch. And we on live, like, filming. Like, please give me some water.
You hear that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, don't move my chain. Just be still. Okay. I go like this. Okay. Well, let me go on over there then. Shit, if I would have knew this, I would have worn some slippers. Yeah, I go trying to be cute again.
John, here you go. Thick as hell, man.
Please tell me you got a blunt.
I thought he about to roll you one.
Do you see him? He done dipped. Somebody gave me back where he done dipped.
I got an extra one you want.
No, I'm not going to. I'm sure he rolling me one. I was joking. I think he rolling me one.
We can wait.
Craig. Oh, my God, this couch cares about me.
Craig, you get him straight? Tell him to roll Johnny a blunt, man. Johnny wants a blunt. What Johnny wants.
Oh, it was so nice to meet her.
Oh, Gail?
Yeah, I like meeting, lately I've been, doing a lot.
What you been up to?
Like, we just cleared the... Why do you look so familiar? You're not from Houston, Texas? Okay, never mind. I was about to say Taylor, bitch.
Her name is Taylor.
That's creepy. You playing or you for real? You look like this girl named Taylor. She's like a model. And she came from Houston. She went to L.A. and then I guess she just kind of like, she was like a cool friend of mine, but I don't have no contact on her, but you look just like her.
Oh, you living a double life?
No, I'm not trying to be funny. I know a girl named Taylor. I swear to God, I didn't know your name was Taylor. She's like really, really pretty. I swear to God, it's like Taylor Honey or some shit like that, but she might have changed it. This was like a couple years ago. I'm not trying to be funny. I swear to God, you look just like her. She's really pretty. And she did a lot of modeling and stuff, and then she just moved, and I ain't never hear from her again. Damn, that's creepy. I didn't know her name was Taylor.
You ain't doing love and hip hop.
I swear I ain't know her name was Taylor.
Huh? No, you ain't doing love and hip
hop. Oh, so this is what I was telling you. We just cleared the NLE Chopper feature.
Okay.
Trina and then Macy Gray. So now we're just putting my EP together. I'm not doing no more. Mm-mm.
No more reality TV.
Hell nah. Fuck no. I can't do it no more. It's too much. Every time I think something gonna go right, it's like they edit it. And I'm like, how did y'all do this? It's like if I know I put my
hands. I just saw you do the no jumper shit. You was getting deep on that. I was just saying, what you, if anything you don't want to talk about.
No, I don't
want to
do that with
you. Whatever. You know, we just open.
Somebody gonna fire eventually. I'm not coming.
J-O-N, bro, you better play some instrumentals for Johnny Blaze, man. You know the music blowing up right now. Well, it's been blowing up.
It's getting there. It's getting better.
Damn, we should have got the piano.
What fun. Oh, shit, I'm 8 minutes from here. I'll go and get my keyboard.
We should have had that shit right here.
Hey, y'all go with this shit.
Crank didn't up you another make some beats last
remember
time?
Remember the last record out? That you did? Did you ever cut that shit? Because they really asked for that record.
The Hot Girl Summer.
Bro, he made not a whole record summer. And they begged him thousands of comments, please make this song. He would not make the damn song. That shit was hitting. That song was hitting, boy. That shit was cold. All the comments were saying that. It was like, yo, did he ever make that record? I'm like, no. He should've.
My album coming soon.
You need to lay on the front of that cover like Michael Jackson did in that white outfit.
For real? Let him know.
Oh, God, with no shirt under.
No shirt on?
Serious face.
Chest
just
hair?
Slant on their ass.
Chest hair.
With a bitch with a curly fro. Like Foxy Brown next to you. Or you at the payphone and you ignoring that bitch walking past, but she flies shit.
No, I think I should do it like that. With a BBW back there. Some thick ass.
Yes,
pass.
Sir. Tell me that shit'll be hit. Better go in.
Like Takara or something. Remember Takara?
Takara fire, bro. They
she ain't even think no more.
Actually, some people, it don't matter if they get smaller, like big or what, it's medium. It's like you just see them for them.
Oh, her thickness gone.
She's still fine.
As hell.
Some people just, it's like Rihanna bald in her head. You be like, it's okay.
Where you going?
Well, I gotta go pick up some
shoes. All right.
And then I'm gonna go pick up some wings.
All right.
And then I'm
going
home.
Okay.
All right. That peanut butter and jelly hitting. She did her shit right.
I'm giving you some time so he can get you the blunt and then we can start.
Jones!
We ain't started yet. We just chilling.
No, I was. How you know I was going to ask you that? Because I know you.
Gail!
Yes!
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
What's
you keep me in mind, okay? Hey, you lock me in. You keep me in the fucking loop. All right.
Listen.
Hey. Fucking listening. Keep doing your thing, though, for real. Don't let up.
Oh, these are so cute.
I bet.
I really mess with my, it's my height, bro. Everybody's hollering at me. Everybody's hollering at me. She is so pretty.
Spectacular. Nigga, spectacular.
Doom, 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 doom.
Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No,
we chilling.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't gonna start this shit for about another 10 minutes or so. We just in here catching the vibe. Tell me some songs that you've done lately. What's the one? Tell me the one you're writing right now. The one that's halfway finished.
I finished it. I finished that hustle, I swear to God.
What's in the drafts?
What's in my I feel like it's
in your
gonna happen.
Songwriting draft.
Where I feel like it's gonna work. Like
yeah.
Fredo, I've been working on I'm doing my first meeting with Yachty after this.
Okay, bet.
And this is all through social media.
Yeah, he dope. He came
but
through
they,
last
you know,
week.
You know what it's been? It's been the interviews. I said, yo, there's gotta be another way that I could do it. It can't be just strictly music. They gotta see me first and get to know my personality. Cause every time somebody meet me, they be like, yo, super dope. And I like that. You know what I'm saying? So once I get you like that, then you drop the music and that's it.
Yeah.
So those are in my works that I really want to... My main focus was that NLE. It took about like 4 months.
For real?
It took 4 months. He was like, yo, you my friend. I'm going to make sure I put that call in. Thought he was playing. Because he streams 400 million a month. Like 4, 5, 6. So I'm like, yo, I'm dealing with somebody that's my real friend, but I understand that you're signed. So I get what's, you know, about to happen. And actually, my label made sure that shit was straight. It usually take longer than that.
What's the song called?
Toxic. It's like a, Lord Jesus, a Brialude, like a Bria interlude. I'm going to sit down and listen to you. I haven't listened, you listen to it. It's my first time actually letting somebody listen to it besides my people.
Oh, man, I got to make sure I do the comments, right? You didn't even remind me, sucker.
Wait, what happened? What'd I do?
He did.
Well, what's that? Comments on what people say?
Yes.
About me?
No. It's from a previous episode. We wouldn't do you like that.
Oh, I would love to. No, I swear to God.
That'd be some low-down shit.
I would love to read.
Carlos a bitch.
Johnny Blaze can eat my ass. I'm like, okay. That, they say shit like that on the comments. I'd be like, what's wrong
with
you? They'd
be
like, pull your shirt down. I'm like, why?
That's why we don't be reading good comments.
How bad are they?
We get good comments. We got a lot of haters, but they don't know how to read.
Oh, my God. Hi, I send this to you. I send this to you. NLE and me. I got a boy singing.
He's singing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's cleared and everything. I mean, we can snippet it. This is my first time actually... Like, showing somebody, yeah. I've been, like, just
world
sitting.
Premiere.
It's not out yet, though. But I want y'all to hear it, though, first. I slid on this shit, like, I'm not even trying to be... Turn that hoe up. I just want to hear it real quick. It's the only time I'm proud of something, my music. It's my passion.
You know I get you at it, but then hit me with now. Cause I'm gonna set you up. Need me to set you up. From the back, some stroke in slow motion. Might not pull out. I'm trying to trap you down. I'm trying to keep you around. Don't appreciate what I got until it's gone. So where to now? Where do you go? Where do I go? Where I might go? When a night slow down a tight road or a plateau, either road we go, I'm with you. Go from high low.
Starts off my EP, that's the first record.
For real?
My birthday, June 10th, so I want to celebrate, and I'm going to do my music video with Trina for the other record I have. So it's like...
What's that one you wanted me to be the love interest in?
You said I pull up in the Vert and shit.
It'd probably be that song.
Shirt unbuttoned on South Beach or something.
A little bit of baby oil. You know
didn't you say we was gonna be on South Beach and I had my shirt off in the Vert? I'm picking you up.
I think so.
Then you on the passenger side singing. The lights is hitting the car. Then, for some reason, it cut. I done whipped the car up. And I'm in the background. And, like, we under a bridge or some shit. And then it's like you singing
you got
in the
on
front.
Slacks?
Nah, it's a whole short set. The shirt matched the pants. It's linen.
Is your knees, like, greased up?
Nah, it's kind of, it's right above the knee. It's right
above
the knee.
You got to get lotion, though.
Right. Most definitely.
What kind of lotion?
Cocoa butter. But it's Miami. It's hot. I'm probably going to sweat it out because we're going to be in the video for so long.
Water resistance. It's new. They got
a little sunblock.
A little bit of sunblock. Yeah. You don't want it crispy too much.
Most definitely.
That sun hot.
But I'm just saying, just let me know because I know it's going to probably take 2-3 days to shoot it since we on location. And I'm flexible.
Shower scene and stuff, you know, what you getting?
The one where I was holding you in the shower.
Nah, see, I wasn't thinking that part. I was...
Like, we in a separate show?
I was
show?
Just saying, you getting dressed
but like,
to go and try to find me. What?
So I'm by myself in the show?
Yeah.
I thought we... When did you change it? Because at first, we were supposed to be in there.
Mm-mm, that didn't happen.
Because you was supposed to be, like, singing over my shoulder.
Nah, no.
That's what you said.
Let me read the script to you. I'm going to find it around here.
So. Nah, man, you be changing shit.
Man, you been acting real different, real strange.
Nah, it's really
real
you.
Real strange.
It's really you, Johnny Blaze.
Real strange.
Nah, I've seen it, and I know better. I seen the original script.
What did the script read?
You were supposed to be singing over my shoulder. But don't worry about it. We can do the
like
one you
said. Like a D'Angelo scene?
Kind of, but... If you want to change it, we can change it. It's your video. And I cut my little scene, and it ain't even there. We ain't even shot the shit yet. You even wait till the day of the video.
Where your ashtray?
Right here.
Oh, you don't. Boy, this seat tried to sink me in, you know?
Well, I mean, you brought
it's
your own
couch.
Seat.
Boy, don't you stop.
I don't know if we've ever had this much ass on this couch. And there's been three people on this couch. At once.
Boy, I'm about to fire up my goddamn teammate, bro.
Why?
Your blood's so tight.
That's what you like, man. You don't like
this shit so tight. It's like a black and mild type thing.
God damn it.
I ain't gonna state your name.
Don't do him like that.
I will never. He know. We say this all the time.
He back there like now. He back there like... You know I'm my bro. Don't be putting him on blast like that.
I ain't even say your name, man.
Look at Cat over there. That's the freakiest nigga in the industry.
Oh, my God.
That's why you're over there quiet.
It's crazy because this light just so happened to be right there where I can't see you. That's what makes it
good.
Even more creepy.
He set it up like that.
I just want to see you and you can't see me.
Right. I'm glad you peeped.
Head ass. All I see is fucking wires and shit. That shit is skeptical. Somebody move this light, bro. Hey, man, I got to see your face, Jelly Bean. Let me see. Hey, slide the light over, bro. It looked like he downloading a lot of... It looked like he downloading some shit that I know he should be downloading, bro.
Let me scare you again.
He got too many plugs over there. That boy got a...
You ain't posted nothing that Cat don't like. Cat like your flyers. He like the shit in your story. He like the shit on your videos. He like the shit on your page.
That my nigga, shit be archived, he like
that. That nigga follow your Facebook fan page.
This each nigga, one of these plugs plug up to a laptop and go to each one of my goddamn plugs.
And
each one of my social media.
And three of the other pages that he follow post your shit.
Man, that boy got three fake accounts.
When I told him you was coming on the show, that nigga told me, man, you know a birthday coming up. I was like, you're not supposed to know that, Cat.
Oh, my God, you make it even worse back here. Because I just so happened to turn and she the only girl besides her. She like, this nigga here, dog.
And she know I ain't lying.
That's the look she gave me.
Man, you go through all your media.
What are you looking at on your laptop right now?
He liking that shit on the 85 South page and his page. I'm like, this nigga's good. He is good. I don't know how he does it. He is good.
I can't imagine it no other way. Cat ain't let me down.
Who is laughing
time.
Like that?
Joe?
Because by default, I'm about to roast your ass for laughing at me. No, it's you.
Mm-mm.
It's you.
Yeah, if you don't have no fans, you got one over there.
I got a friend in him.
That nigga.
Y'all is
I can't talk shit.
You know why it's so
I can't say shit.
You know why it's so funny? Because I feel like all of y'all really low-key know that shit.
It's facts.
About this man.
It's facts.
That's because he laughing so damn hard. I know you know him.
That's,
yeah, you do. He do know him. Y'all all know him, don't
that
y'all?
That nigga has he has a gift at liking shit on Instagram. I've been following you too long, too. I've been following you since you was arguing with the hoes from the strip club. I thought you was
the 30th account or 20th account?
Man, nah. You had got deleted 27.
27 times.
Yeah. That shit was interesting.
You know what it made me realize? Now I'm on that 41st account. Yo, people really do love me, bro.
They do.
I like that.
Well, you give them a lot of shit to like.
I appreciate it.
You got a very diverse social content folder.
Man, I try to.
You got some grown man shit. You got some singing shit.
You know what it is? I'm gonna give you everything that I'm not gonna try to sugarcoat nothing. I am who I am. I just got better with growth with how my communication was off. Terrible. That was
You had a lot of pent up anger.
Yeah, now I'm just.
You happy. I see
you. Yeah, man. Like, I just be watching shit. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not in that. I've never been a girl to be known, like, date a person to get popular. I've never been a girl. And this is not towards nobody. I'm not slugging nobody. This is just me that I've never done,
talk
like,
your shit.
That shit. And I'm not trying to, like,
no,
flex on nobody.
It. You just
feel
gotta
me?
Say it.
I ain't never been that type. I ain't never been the type to date somebody to be popular. I've never been the type to hang around all the popular girls to take pictures and get likes. I hang around fucking nerdy people that love me to death. One
but Johnny, you are the popular girl.
No, but see, this is the thing. I'm not your normal popular girl, I guess. I don't
what
even think I'm this is the crazy thing. I don't think I'm a popular girl.
Girl, you crazy as hell.
I promise you, this is no flex. I don't see it like that.
What you see it like?
I just see it, I'm me.
Well, I mean, everybody can say
and
that.
I got a little oomph to me. You feel
Johnny
me?
Blaze,
like,
wait a minute, ain't shit.
I'm friendly, hold up.
Ain't
I lost
little.
10 pounds, nigga. You're not gonna tell me. Don't say in my foot or don't say nothing slick because I'm ready to roast.
I ain't gonna say shit. I ain't gonna say shit. I'm gonna just tell Kat to come fake adjust your mic so we can see you stand up.
You know what? Fake adjust. Oh, you wrong as hell.
I'm like, miss.
No, it's not.
I will get you to stand up. You're not about to bring.
Trifling.
Oh, this ass in here don't show the 85%. This is crazy.
I didn't show it last time. You know what they were saying to me?
You stingy?
No, they was like, it's okay she didn't show it. I can still see it. I'm like, yo, I can't win.
You can't
I be trying to win. I'm next time, my next interview, I'm going to wear a sheet.
You always won that. You got to stand up. That's how the show's going to start.
I'm going to wear a sheet.
But not this time. That's the next time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it took about 3 months to get that last account up. It's almost at 600. Well, thank you, y'all.
For real? Yeah. 600,000? Nah, that shit supposed to be at a million.
No, I mean, I only had it for a couple months.
Nah, we getting that shit.
And
too.
Nobody, yeah. I was shadow banned too. Like, people kept spamming it. So you can't see it. So I started, you know, getting people that could fix stuff like that.
Oh, you got a whole
team.
A whole goddamn team of killers.
I'm playing with it. Because it's like, you know, it's cool to show. I guess that's what made me popular and a popular girl. Because I'm myself. And you don't see a lot of people. You got a couple. Like, you got Lizzo. She don't give a damn. Nobody say Koi. She don't give a damn.
She do. She's starting to give
she
a fuck too
yeah,
much.
But you know what? It's been like that. That's the crazy
thing.
Starting
to give a fuck
Julio,
too much.
What's his name? Julio. Yeah, he had mentioned that people really don't know that this should be serious when you're an artist. Like, that depression
yes.
and anxiety. Like, a motherfucker just be wanting somebody to say, like, you okay. She probably always felt like that. This is my opinion, not fact. She probably always felt like that. And some people have breaking points because why? Because we're human, you feel me?
Everybody
like,
do.
But people want to judge it because it's like, oh, it's not me, it's them, so that's embarrassing. No, you probably be having them problems, probably crying in your fucking shower, crying, boo-hooing, crying, calling everybody, and nobody don't pick up, but you want to pick on the next because they want to be vulnerable enough to show the world that it's okay.
Right.
Now, come on, make it make sense. Me,
but you know,
I don't be caring.
You can't care.
I'm going, you feel me? Like, I don't drink. I'm a smoker. I like to sing. I like to have fun. Yes, sometimes you'll see me twerk. Sometimes you'll see me talk shit. Sometimes you'll hear me speak my mind. Then you'll see me blindfold myself and play fucking piano. I'm just that it girl, I guess.
You should have brought it.
I ain't mean to be this great.
You should have brought the piano.
I ain't mean to be this great.
I kind of did.
But then I can't play this. Right. And it got a little pop-up little thing to go up. You know, a little kickstand.
I see what you did.
You know what I'm saying?
Why are you stunning on me, though?
I said I could bring the piano, but I can't play it. Nah, take it out.
Nope.
Don't do me like that, Shawty.
Nah, Johnny, you stunning.
Look like you got a turtleneck, but it's a shirt.
You got a platinum piano on. Hell no.
But with this this beat that makes it so mellow in the background.
Yeah. Somebody was like, "Ooh, I love the show. I just don't like hearing music in the background." I was like,
"Ain't nothing wrong with the music."
Your ass on. It ain't about what you like. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. Yes, indeed.
Round two.
Tell them, listen. If you don't know already, got one of my favorite people in here with me today.
Man.
She came in here last time and took over, made a song, played the piano. I think she even made a beat or some shit. I was over there talking shit. She was really over there working on some shit.
I was like, wait a minute, let me get it right. And I had these on.
America's favorite thick ass lady.
Oh my God.
You seen her on the gram. You seen her somewhere, because they be posting her everywhere. Without further introduction, Johnny Blaze. Yeah. Now listen here, Johnny, you've been everywhere, loving hip-hop and all in Vlad TV and No Jumper interview and singing. You made your buttons. I ain't singing shit. Don't even try.
Actually, that song was great. We did Brandy. Thank you very much.
Okay, but I ain't singing with your ass. I will not
fall. The low notes, I took the high.
Well, yeah, man, you've been on your grind and on your hustle and putting
Thank
it in. What's going on?
Working, minding my business.
Aren't we all?
It's the best thing ever. You know, when you don't mind your business, you can't get nothing done.
Right.
So, yeah, just focus.
Man, I seen you on the jumping in this expensive-ass truck, riding around and shit. This truck. You know, I love cars and shit, so we ain't talking about it. Eh?
What car?
The one I saw you in.
What you talking about?
When you was whipping up in that bitch.
The Bentley.
Come on, man.
Rented.
No, the other one.
Rented. That ain't mine. Boy, no, I got...
Don't
you know
be
what
in
I,
here telling the truth. All right, whatever.
Don't tell the truth. Do you know why these people love me?
Tell them.
Because I keep it motherfucking real. No, why would I do that when I can invest in something that's going to make me triple that?
I feel like a bad person for believing. No,
you're not, because people gotta realize the reality of things. I like to do things because it's content and it's fun.
Okay.
You might see me in a goddamn Honda and fucking spit a fucking hole singing and everything, and people won't give a fuck there's a Honda in the
Let's day. Do it.
You know, I'll do this shit 1974 Honda.
Not the 74. We both came.
No, like a classic
bit.
Where it's like real dope. Then
but
you
those
do the whole outfit theme and all that. I know. Just be different. I don't know, like me. No, I would never get that. Actually, I still, to this day, do not drive.
You don't drive?
No. I spend a lot of money on, like, you know, people driving me.
Okay.
I'm just not. I got in a car accident, and then after that, I just didn't feel the need to, but people have been telling me, why don't you just get a license? I don't have a license either.
Man, stay the fuck off Instagram believing shit.
Exactly. Because people not going to be real like me. I don't like to drive.
Okay.
Cardi didn't drive.
She tried, though.
Yeah, I tried. I'm
worse
than her.
When did she ever figure it out?
I'm worse than her. It ain't happening.
Well.
But I get money, though.
That's the most important thing in life. As long as you're getting money.
And I invest in a lot of things. I got my own eyelash line. I got my own t-shirt line. I got my own makeup line. I got my own lighters. You feel me?
Hell yeah. Johnny Blaze.
So now when somebody tries to take your lighter, nobody can take your lighter.
That's what's up.
So I just got a lot of things that I invest in, and I don't look at things like cars and stuff like that. Like, I'm never a fancy person. Like, if you see me with something that's, like, expensive, I'm about to explain to you. If you see me with something expensive, it's probably because, like, it's a meaning behind it.
Yeah.
This, everybody knows I like piano. Everybody knows I like to play the piano, so I was like, you know what, who did it?
Cat, he was on your page.
Man, he was on my page.
He was on your page, man. Get the fuck off of there, Cat.
all the electricity over there that you got. That's a lot of laptops over there. How many laptops?
You saw him, nigga. He on
that boy got a damn computer on his wrist.
Got caught.
Scrolling down on Twitter.
Click that video. See?
Caught your ass in the middle of it all.
It's my nigga Cat, man.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Damn, I told you.
It's not right. You should really change the way you think about things. It's really frightening. Get off my page.
No.
I knew you was going to break, bitch. I knew it. See? This is reckless. Hey, you've been reckless since I came through the door.
It ain't really nobody's fault. It's your fault, Johnny. You shouldn't have came up in here thick like this.
So what I'm supposed to do? Look.
Man, we been in the house for a year.
Girl...
We ain't seen no shit like this. Everybody excited. Even the women was like, God damn it. Tuck my little shit in.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Girls are, the guys are so, I hate to say it like that. No, I don't hate to say it because I'm actually,
say that
that's
shit.
Respectful.
That's what
the guys really don't
about.
Be bothering me. They
for
don't
real?
Be in person. They might say slick stuff on social media, but in person, they don't be bothering me like that. And the crazy thing is, it's the women.
Women be saying a lot of obscene shit.
I went in men's bathroom in clubs because I couldn't go in the girls' bathroom. They had to empty out the guys' bathroom and let me use that one by myself because the girls like to grab my cheeks.
Wait,
like, I'm washing my hands. They probably drunk, look up, and then look up again, and it's all over after that.
Hold on. So women just get drunk and what
Hi,
happened?
Hi, Johnny. Oh, shit. Can I feel your ass? And I'm like, sure. Because I be thinking it's okay. I mean, I like girls, so it's... Sometimes that shit
What you mean
right.
you like girls?
Yeah, I like women.
Oh.
Is that bad?
No.
Okay, great.
It could be a
well,
bad
dap
habit,
me, dap me out, though.
Yeah, I forget it. Oh, I support all that type of behavior. Go ahead.
Why it gotta be behavior? Why every time when we say, oh, we like women or something, it gotta go, like... It ain't about y'all no more. It's...
That's what I said. I said I support all that type of behavior.
Why can't just Whether be a relationship? Why I gotta be behavior?
I support them kind of relationships. Ain't nothing more beautiful than two ladies getting together.
Boy, he clapped real quick.
Because he agrees. let the women love each other. Love is blind. You'd be surprised who
Every
love
time he do something, it's gonna
here.
Be the highlight of this episode.
Exactly.
He is too funny. And you're not even trying. That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Unplug his laptop.
Nah, leave that man alone, man. Nah, but like I was saying, that ain't gonna help any goddamn man.
This is supposed to be a. Every time I think I'm gonna go straight forward with an interview and be like, I ain't gonna giggle, I ain't gonna be goofy, here come your ass.
Not me.
Cutting
shit.
Up.
Man.
Doing extra
shit.
You
just did a real serious interview.
Nah, I was definitely, he had me laughing a couple times.
Exactly, but that shit was
It's
deep.
Difficult for me to be so serious, like, with anything, because, not in a bad way, it's just, I'm a happy person now. I don't know, I don't see nothing really negative.
What
like,
you mean now? What took so long?
It take a lot of time, a lot of time, because you gotta really, like, figure that shit out. Like, whatever you've been through, and this is just in general, whatever you've been through, you gotta really take it step by step on each thing and really correct it if you really want to see yourself improve. And I really had to be honest with myself, like, yo, if I stepped outside of my body, you are a disgusting ass person, bro, and I would not rock with you. That's what you gotta keep it real with yourself. Especially if you know that you, like, your mouth, when you get mad, you say things and you hurt people. You know, instead of hitting somebody, words can really mess somebody up.
Yeah, that can
mentally,
change people forever.
They will shift their whole life. And I was one of them people that people have done that to me so much that I consumed that type of negative vibe to bring off to people. So that was my first step of, like, keeping people that's negative away from me, not saying things, reading on this, like, reading books and stuff on how to, like, talk to people. I'm still trying to learn that now because, I kid you not, like, probably, like, 2 months ago.
Like, you snap on somebody?
No. Oh. I mean, as far as, like, getting better at it, it's been years that I've been working on it. But now it's, like, getting to that, like, final stage where it's, like, you fully let everything go and you just be positive through anything. So that takes steps. You got to think of all the trauma or whatever you've been through, and you just take the steps. You can't do it with everybody. You have to do it with yourself. You can't get somebody else to opinionate what you are supposed to be or what you are.
I'm just clapping because you done made it through to the other side, man. We love to see you happy.
I mean, I'm still a little ratchet bitch, but
you can still be a little
I'm
ratchet.
I'm still me, like
just hearing you say that you're in a place of happiness.
Yeah, like
makes
nothing
me
really,
happy.
And it's still.
And we're gonna celebrate
yeah, I
that,
still
man.
Work on that. Like I got a lot on my plate right now. Like a lot in a good way, and I don't want to break it. I don't want to mess nothing up. So I just treat people how I want to be treated. I wasn't thinking like that before.
That's good.
I was just like, fuck that. I'm gonna treat everybody bad. You just gonna have to respect it. Nah, you can't get respect like that. Like,
well, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
That's part of growing up. You start to see life different.
Why that blunt look so wet?
That's your blunt.
That ain't mine.
That is your blunt. You wet it up.
Just a lip gloss. Don't say it like that.
Well, I'm just saying, you tried to blame that shit on me, and then they gonna watch that and be like, see,
they gonna
Logan
zoom in on your
goddamn blunt stuff. That ain't me. That's Johnny Blaze shit with lip gloss on it. Try to set me up on the internet. You know how they make up shit.
Man, what could they pop?
Yeah. They can take that
it's
shit.
It's the music background for me.
Exactly.
Do-do-do.
Nah, nigga, he gonna take a screenshot, then please. Photoshop, and the blunt gonna be sitting in a puddle of water or some shit. Don't give these niggas no ideas, man.
I will roast your ass.
No, you just said that one of your songs just got cleared for...
Yes. I've been working on this record for like 4 months, me and NLE Chopper's record.
Okay, so, shout out to Chopper.
Yeah, NLE. Like he's super, super dope. So
top
now
shot.
We're just placing everything together, doing the music videos, and then we can drop in July.
Yeah.
And I'm like so excited because I be wanting to drop everything. Excuse me. I be wanting to drop everything. Okay, I cough, now I have to yawn.
Oh my God. You going through it.
Well, this is not the allergies. I'm pretty good. That'd be taking me out. But so we got those records and now we're working on the videos. So for my birthday, I'm gonna go to Miami and shoot the video for me and Trina. So I'm just working, putting everything together that I need before we drop.
So you got this, you about to do a video with Trina?
Yeah.
Bring
on
me
my
up.
Birthday.
Bring me up.
Oh my just God. And say what?
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Some kind of way.
What you want me to say?
Just tell her Carlos ask about it.
Nothing else?
That's
nothing
it.
Like sweet?
She's going to be like, Carlos? I'm like, yeah, the dude. From Wildin' Out.
She's gonna be like, I love her.
Tell her Wildin' Out boo.
I really do love her. Like,
she'll know.
She's so sweet. She FaceTimed me when she finished the record.
She's a sweet lady.
And she was like, do you like the record? I'm like, of course I like the record. She slid. So it was just the feeling of working with another female artist and being like, all right, cool. Like, I get the vibe out with and feel like an artist by working with these people. So she made me feel comfortable. And then I did one with Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit?
From Memphis.
Okay.
She fired.
So you've been working with some female artists,
yeah,
and things of that nature.
Yeah, because it's been different. It usually just guys, artists. Like, I'll be wanting to work with the girls. Like, I have my list.
Who on them?
Oh, my God. Okay, so don't laugh, all right?
Why not?
Because it's scattered. But anything is possible.
Yeah,
okay,
who
okay
that?
So. Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
It was Aretha Franklin at one
Hold
point.
On. What would you and Patti LaBelle do? Like, if you, she said, all right, Johnny, I'll do it. What would y'all do?
Whatever she want to do.
What if she want to do whatever you want to do?
Oh,
like, whatever.
I'm R&B. I'm not going to have a legend like Patti LaBelle on no damn track. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
But what if she be like, yeah, I like it, but let's just do something a little more hood.
What if she, oh, my God. I would be like, Patti.
And she going to be like, have you had them pies?
Yo, that would be so, you would, like, make history having Patti LaBelle on the track, but I would not do that to Patti. But it'd be like people like Lauryn Hill, because I'm going just from up to, down from up. Brandy, Monica, Beyonce Inspire, and then we go into now SZA, Kalani, Lizzo, Doja. Yeah.
Oh,
Celine Dion. She
do
got
it.
Pipes on her, and I would want to sing something like that. Jasmine Sullivan, Sade.
That's a great list.
Yeah, Fantasia. She's fire.
Hey, what's the white girl name? Vanessa Carlton?
Oh, yeah. Her
she just let them hood-ass Florida niggas get on her shit and cleared it.
Demi Lovato? Oh, she did clear it. Yes, she did.
You ought to do something with her.
She's fire. Because she was the one that I seen for the first time. I got it. Thank you.
We got our candle. You want a water or a Capri Sun? There's some cold ones in here.
Capri Suns are so good, but I can't have it. I'm on this diet.
Fuck this. All right. That's a dope list, though.
It's just, I like music. I had seen a documentary of Billie Holiday and became, like, even more of a fan. If she was...
At what age did you develop this love for music?
Since I was, like, 6.
Okay.
My mom gave me a piano. And I was just like, you know what, let me figure it out. So she gave me some cassette tapes. And I just started listening to them and playing them. And I was like, oh, this is fire. So my dad, you know, I would visit him when I... could, and he would tell me to sing like Mariah Carey, Vision of Love at 9, and I'm like, I can't do that. And he's like, sing it over and over. Here, Whitney Houston, sing this over. Those are the two I would want to work with too. And eventually now it's like, I be killing that shit.
Mm.
So.
Killing that shit.
Yeah. Oh, here you go.
What?
Who the goddamn man? You different. You's a different man. You start this shit early.
That's
go
my
ahead.
Music nigga, man.
Yeah, and your shoulder's moving, so I already know what time it is. Let me get my blunt.
Go ahead. It's wet.
And can you please record this song, whatever you about to do, because I know you
about to.
I feel like it's going to come out, and I'm going to just sit here and watch
No, I got to make sure I shout this out, because somebody made this with me. This shit dope as fuck. It's a rolling tray. I'm going to tell you who made
fine.
It. Danny Carr Design. Shout out to Danny Carr. Yes. Look, even got the look. Got the little joint holder on there. You can roll up right here.
That's fire. And I was just
the grinder go right there,
like
the ashtray go
not
right
like
there.
Not like that, but like a, because I do the lighter, so why not have a Johnny Blaze tray? That's funny somebody made that. I might have them make some customs for me.
You need to.
And have like put some.
Put the cheeks on
some
there.
Some custom, no. A piano on
like
there, maybe.
The cheeks lift up, and
no.
Then it's a stash
You know
spot.
What? You know what I'm going to do to y'all? I'm going to just get lipo my whole entire body and just be this big.
Why?
Just
ain't
because.
Nobody asked you to do none.
I didn't do it.
Don't do that.
It's my parents, my mom.
For real? Don't do shit. Just keep doing what you've been doing, you know, and manifest. Let me light a blunt for all the people who can't.
Damn. I wonder how that feel.
It's fucked up. It's a terrible feeling.
It really is. I tried it.
I didn't try it. I was forced to. I was on probation.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. That shit is terrible, ain't it?
My PO was pretty nice.
Fuck how nice they were. Being on that shit is torture.
Now I got to travel still.
I mean, but just knowing.
just knowing
that,
like,
you still ain't freak free.
And then
people
when it
start fucking
us.
With your freedom, it hit different.
Yeah.
A lot of people take this shit for granted because they ain't never been in that situation.
Nah, once I got in that situation about 10 times, and
you done a lot of shit, Johnny.
Yeah. That's why people, when they look at me, they be like, yo, you mad mellow. What's wrong? I'm like, nothing. Happiness? I don't want my freedom taken away from me. I don't want nothing taken from me that I could prevent from not happening. Mm. If you prevent it, it's like you can't blame nobody but yourself. So
are you ready to take over the music industry?
I don't want to take over them.
You don't?
I just want to be a fly-ass person and sing. And what Lil Baby said.
What did he say?
I'm not labeling myself no goat. I let the people decide it. Okay. I don't want to come and be in the princess or something. You know how people like, I just can't see myself doing that because it causes confrontation for other people that think a certain way. They're either lack of thinking and feel offended by you calling yourself a queen, or then it starts friction and arguments and stuff, and I ain't got time for that because that's not what I do music for.
I'm at the point of my life.
I be on some shit like, I know I can sing, I know I'm fire. Anybody should think that if they have a gift. I know I'm fire, ain't nobody fucking with me. I just want to do music, my shit hit, it's gonna go. I want to work with whoever want to work with me.
Yeah.
And I've never been jealous of anybody. I remember when I was working with Deb, she'll sign females left and right, and I'll be the first one to be like, can I do a record with them? You want to get in the studio? Why would I be jealous of you? You can't do what I could do. And I can't
That's
do what you could do.
I can't even engage in
like,
this
you
shit
can
like
never
that.
Do what I do.
Yeah,
I know for a fact you can't do what I do. But I can't do what you do, so that right there should keep you motivated. I don't really have time for, like, I used to really focus on, like, all that shit. I don't got time for that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I can't even see these niggas who be talking that type of shit. Like, if it ain't about,
they over the hill somewhere.
Yeah, they over there. Of course they over there.
It's real, like, dark over there and shit.
I feel like that's just part of the game, though. It's like, you gotta have that. Because without that, even your highlights ain't gonna hit right. So you gotta have the good and the bad.
None of your shit will ever be right if you don't come in that bitch right.
What?
None of your shit will be right if you don't come in that bitch right. You can do all. Did I make sense? You can do all the sneaky shit you want to try to get to the top, right? And nobody might not see your sneaky shit you do, right? And you done made it there, and you think you made it there, and then something plunges your shit where it just goes down, and you're trying to figure out, I did everything right. Nah, you ain't coming that bitch right. That's why it's not right. That's what I mean.
That's the part that you're losing me on. Cause
what did I lose
you
on?
You say, come in this bitch. I'm hearing a whole, that's a whole.
You didn't hear what I said?
That means something totally different to me.
Nah, like if you come in the game doing fucked up shit to people.
Yeah, but you said come in this bitch.
If you come in this bitch.
Pause. See, that's where I'm fucked up at.
Oh my God.
That's where I like.
I feel like y'all too.
No, every nigga in this room was like.
Did y'all understand what I said?
Yes, they heard what I heard.
No. How did you switch that subject to that when we was talking about?
You switched the subject.
I did not.
You said shit ain't never gonna be right if you don't come in this bitch right. And I was
shit ain't never gonna be right. Only you probably thinking like that. Anybody else think like that?
Y'all ain't shit. Boy, y'all
you
ain't
did.
Shit. Y'all some sellouts. These niggas start looking around and whistling and shit.
What? We was really talking about a subject where we was talking about you don't even see a lot of people out here. You don't see the people. I said they're over the hills. You said, yeah. I said, yeah, them people is dark over there. Basically, if you don't come in this bitch, like if you don't come
in. Yeah, if you don't come in this bitch. Hey man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Your life ain't gonna never be shit if you don't come in this bitch right.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Johnny Blaze
said, I'm trying not to laugh.
You gotta come in this bitch.
No, cause now you gonna condone people out here fucking this shit.
You said this. Don't.
I didn't say that.
I see what you doing.
I was basically
you trying
saying
to make me look like
career.
A bad person.
No,
Johnny.
You can't. I can never
you
make yourself.
Are the one who said
I can never
you don't
make
come
you look like a bad
right.
person. What I was saying is that in this industry, when you come in this game doing spiteful things, because that was the subject, you get what I'm saying, we was talking about, like, we don't see them type of people. Oh. You're not going to get far. Even if you think you do all this spiteful stuff and nobody sees it, it's still going to come back and you're going to wonder why your career plunged. It's because you did something back then that you thought nobody
saw. You know what? I think people...
That's all I said.
Are not aspiring to be legends no more. Like...
Should I agree? Because...
Keep fucking going. You can't just do all the shit while you hot, bro. It's the shit you do while you not hot that's going to keep you in the game. Like...
Yeah, because people
getting
remember
hot
it.
And staying hot is the hard part. How long can you stay hot? But then, can you do it again? You get what I'm saying? That's why people get excited when legends come out. Because it's like they build up all that shit every time they come
That's
out.
Why I like Sade. Like, she goes missing completely 10 years and then come back and sell almost 1 million copies and then disappears again.
She got loyal
Maxwell
fans.
Is another one. Disappear. I'm like, and they don't disappear. What I mean is, like, they could come out whenever they want to. Like, it don't matter when they come out, they're gonna sell out. They're gonna, and that's the type of motivation, that's the type of work I wanna do.
Right.
You know, what I'm going to do. That was one of the reasons why I started really, like, shifting stuff, like, and being like, all right, let me get on my, you know, my A game. Let me focus, let me do the things that I really love to do, music, and that's it.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah. Your blunt look wet, bruh.
You a fucking hater, Johnny Blaze. My blunt ain't
I
wet.
I am a Gemini.
They the biggest haters.
We are not. You're
y'all
tripping. Haters
are,
what are you?
Y'all are two
what
kinds
are
of haters.
What
y'all
are you?
Haters
what
and
are
hater
you?
Haters.
What are you?
African-American.
No, what is your zodiac?
Black.
No, what is your zodiac?
Oh, I'm an Aries.
What the hell are you laughing at?
See, they the best. We the best.
Y'all are not the best. Nah, y'all are. I got three friends.
We the fucking best, man. And we're going to be your friends forever. And the first one to tell you when you on some bullshit.
We the best. Geminis are the best. Just let us have our season.
Nah.
Just let us have our year.
Nah, I can't see that happening.
Y'all passed. Y'all was before us, right?
Yeah, that shit over with. It was what it was. Another great year.
It used
to
be what it used to be. Mm-mm. Now it's what we are, which is the Gemini season.
Word. What's the
are
name
you a Gemini?
Of?
Yeah. When's your birthday?
Thad, this is not about you.
Who a Gemini? Who a Gemini?
Told you about being a thot.
Boy.
We got company over here, man. Hey.
I kid you not, y'all. None of this shit is scripted. They just speak.
Johnny Blaze.
Out here. They've been getting on me since I came through the door.
It's your fault. Nobody told you to come in here with these guys, with these
I
thick ass
I came in with appropriate outfit.
No, you didn't. You came in here with our favorite kind of pants on and shit.
What kind of pants is a favorite kind
the
of pants?
The goddamn second shift managers.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody, you did not have to come in here think like this. Johnny Blaze is sexually harassing me. I'm at work. Doing my job.
Bro, I'm not supposed to.
Came in here with all kind of yams and things of that nature. It's really unfair.
You see what I
I'm trying
with.
To look away because I want to be a better person. But not today.
Wait, what did you call them? No.
What?
Second manager
pants. Them second shift manager pants.
What the fuck is a second shift manager pants?
That's the one that had to come up there with the key and delete the order.
All.
So you don't want the number two.
And they be on the side like this. Wait a minute. Hold on. Do it be looking like this?
Oh, yeah. Told you. She the same shit, man.
They be like, Takesha, come here. I be like, God damn it. Shit. They always be calling. Here.
Told you.
Twice.
Told you.
It looked like this.
Stupid.
It looked like this.
Second shift manager.
I am not a second shift manager.
All right. Okay. Department store cashier.
Just give me Aisle 6 at Walmart.
I can get you over here. No, Macy's.
Oh, my God. Why Macy's? Why I can't be a Walmart
Macy's
girl?
Macy's in the country got one thick-ass lady that
really?
I can get you
You know
right
what?
Here.
No lie, they do. New York, got them. 34th Street. Don't ask how I know. Oh, God. Right by
it
the Victoria's Secret.
It depends on what floor you go on.
There's 8 floors, so it's around that 2 to 4, because it's all the Gucci.
Yeah, the
all
man's always at the top.
They will always have that one person, and they younger now, like about 25, with them keys on the back on the side with 2 phones and them AirPods.
Man, I had a show this weekend. The girl that came in and brought the water was so thick, I was like, damn. Please get out of here away from me. Get away from me. She was made me uncomfortable. She was so damn fine.
Can you move?
Hey, I'm trying to work.
You in my way.
Hey, ma'am, can you go be fine somewhere else? Now is not the time for that shit. I got a lot on my mind.
You gotta go.
Yeah, you creating a hostile work environment.
That man said sexual harassment, bro.
Yeah, we got it, man. Go on with all that, man. Stop trying to talk to me and shit. She did that, though. But I don't know. Whatever. What's next, Johnny Blaze?
Honestly?
Nah, don't tell me the honest truth. Tell me some shit that's gonna get me goddamn hype about it.
I told you everything.
Okay.
I think. Nah, it's 2 more things, but I'm gonna wait. I gotta wait. You'll be the first to know, though.
What's the name of the album?
I'll tweet it to you. It's anywhere between Misunderstood and then there's this other one that they gave me, but I don't know. I'm kind of like up and down about it. I just really like been
That's
so
how
focused
I am about
on
a lot of shit.
Yeah, like I just want to get it done. Like I haven't even thought about it. That was like our first like pick, and I was like, I liked it. So we'll have it done before July, though.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna send you some names. You want to read some comments with me?
Oh my God. What the comments say?
All right. So we just had Kev on stage on here, right? Mm-hmm. These are some of the comments from that show. One of the funniest comments that I seen from the Kev on stage episode is when somebody said, Tahir looked like a baked apple pie sitting on the windowsill. Bro, we got some funny ass. Kev on stage said, man, listen, I know I ain't never gonna hear the end of Pocket Sausage, but I am so happy to be in the trap. Stage crew, we made it. Shout out to Kev and the whole stage crew.
Hey.
To hear more.
What's a sausage? A what?
Pocket sausage. So he had this story when he was a kid. He ran out the house and he just stuffed these 2 hot sausages in his pocket so he wouldn't be late for church. It was some hilarity. It was hilarity. Somebody said this is the adult version of when your favorite TV shows do a crossover episode. Yeah. Damn, I didn't know people could be part of 2 crews. It said when you were 85% and you part of the stage crew. So apparently Kev on stage calls his followers and his fans the stage crew.
Huh?
Yeah, they call the stage crew.
Oh, so that's them tweeting?
Yeah. So
okay.
They came in numbers. I know exactly who they are because they all left like little.
Damn, that's a lot of comments.
Yeah. I know the name of the shit, but I'm high. They all left little slates. The song. Took over the comments. Wow. We got to give our fans something to do.
We got to go. Going after
let somebody
people.
Start going through the emojis and pick us one. Somebody go through the goddamn. Hey, man. Somebody pick us 85 stop throw emoji. Hey, when we get the app, we're going to have our own emoji keyboard. We adding it to the app. Fuck it. We're going to put Johnny Blaze instead of the lady who dancing like this.
Oh, my God.
We putting your thick ass on that Johnny Blaze.
No.
I can see it now. Nigga, come to the crib. What? Yes, we got 3 Johnny Blazes.
I gotta be emoji, man.
Man, we getting a Johnny Blaze emoji.
I need to do some emoji. You gave me
an idea. Now, you asked me who this podcast was for. This podcast is for black folks that don't mind supporting other black folks. Black is black. Yeah. Shout out to Doughboy 410.
He's clapping loud.
Yeah.
It said the internet gonna break when the whole Wayans family somehow end up in the trap.
What?
They want us to get the whole Wayans family. Bruh, that'd be dope. I did hit Marlon. Yeah, we tried to get Marlon while he was in Atlanta, but he said he had to fly out. We're working on getting some Wayans in this trap for y'all.
Yeah, he's super dope.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Man, Marlon cool as shit.
Nah, he always like be telling me, he's like, if you just cut the nails off, you don't hear it more. So I used to cut my nails off to play the piano, like, and stuff like that.
Nah, playing with the shit.
No, because when you do classical, it is kind of like a...
You like play a, classical music?
Yeah, that's how I started. Why'd you blink like that? You straight? Yeah. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, these lights.
We high, though. I know they high, but like...
I feel like the moment I'm in high, Jungle Book...
And then you high a little bit. And then you got eyelashes, too, so it's probably extra
it's
hard.
Heavy. When Mowgli was in the tree, just dangling.
You high, Jen.
That's me. Right now.
Do you get on Twitter?
Yeah.
Do you catch a lot of hell about your tweets?
No.
I do.
I be cursing people out. I ain't got time for that. And I be blocking people. I love blocking people.
You want to hear some tweets that made people
I
upset
people,
this week?
I unblock people, talk shit, and they block me.
Really?
And I see it bubbling, like, too late.
So you are like, see the shit they talking, talk your shit back,
and then when it goes bubble, I wait for it to bubble.
Here goes some tweets that I sent out this week that made people mad.
Oh, man.
You ready? These probably caused a stir on the internet. Mm-mm-mm. I don't believe in white Africans. Not sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ooh. I think that was quite self-explanatory. I had some shows this weekend at the Stardome. So the shows were all sold out, and a lot of people still wanted to come.
Trash.
And I know... There's a lot of people in Alabama with cold-ass cars, and people pull up on me in nice cars at my shows. So I said this. Even if you can't make it to the show, at least pull out the Chevy and spin the parking lot one time. Hit the Flowmasters. It's some country nigga shit.
But you told them, basically, it sounded like you said spin the block.
Nah, I said spin the parking lot.
Yeah,
that mean like ride through.
You was causing havoc.
All right. Oh, check this out, Johnny Blaze. This tweet is in reference to what somebody said. He said that men have fucked so many other niggas' girlfriends that you can't even trust your own bitch. And I said, that should make you not trust your bitch. And then this tweet came about. You can't penalize the ladies for some shit some hoes did.
I ain't mad about that one. Cause think about it, if you out there,
let that
I ain't gonna
bitch
say nothing. Let me shut
room.
Up. Let me shut up.
Right.
Let me just shut up.
Exactly. You gotta know.
Cause you gotta be fair. You gotta
you do.
Be.
People and got, know who you
people,
dealing
but
with.
No, people gotta be fair because, like, for example, like I'm a love hoe.
What you mean?
I've never cheated. I've always got cheated on. I've never cheated. I don't believe in it. I
why didn't you
so.
Learn that that's what you should
well,
have been
I mean,
doing?
As you know, when you're young, like some people, when they're young, they
let's
either going to be
this.
One of them people that's players. Like we got, okay, I'm glad we're talking about this. There's options, right? There's that type of person for a man and a woman, whether they're like really, really in love, they believe in like being faithful. There's people like that really be into their spouse.
Okay.
You got the other ones that they can't have no, the least is 10 women. They have to have multiple women. You have some that just like
10?
To cheat and then, I'm just giving examples.
Oh.
So with me, it's like, back then when I was young, I was doing crazy stuff that I see a lot of girls doing. And you'd be like, that's some hoe-ass shit. Like, we're gonna just keep it honest. Now that I've, like, grown and I'm on another type of level, like, on that grown woman shit, it's like, yeah, if you come out here swinging like, oh, a nigga gotta pay me and I'm fucking for money or whatever it is, you're treated like a hoe. And if you keep doing a nigga that's good, bad, then when he finally has that good girl, it's gonna be up to you whether you wanna treat that girl right or you gonna treat her bad because of what hoes did to her, what did to you, and you got a really good woman, that's how you lose them. Now, you either go and poison that good woman, now she gonna probably either go to being one of them type of hoes or either being a lady and continue to try to be successful in a love life. I mean, there's certain options, like, it's the truth. People be penalizing people because of the shit that
hoe-ass
niggas or either hoe-ass girls did. Then when you meet somebody, it's like, dang, it's not possible. They can't be that nice. They can't be that raw-ass person because you done been through so much and you want to keep on penalizing that person. That's not fair. So, yeah,
hell
that
yeah.
Tweet didn't make me mad. That's some real shit. Don't
no,
do that shit.
You can't do
you'll
that.
Run away somebody that really, really fuck with you because of something that you had from the past happen to you. From those type of women or that type of men. You know, I ain't like motherfuckers putting their hands on me, beating my ass and stuff, so you switch up your patterns, or either if you don't switch it up, that's what you like. So now when somebody good happened to you, you don't even know how that feel because that's what you want.
Yeah,
because
you're traumatized. You don't
yeah.
even know. Like, this shit ain't real. Fucking
I used to test people. I lost a lot of people testing people. Oh, you don't love me, let me test you. You know what I'm saying? You don't do shit like that.
Yeah, that.
And love is really like.
Niggas be like, man, I didn't come here for no adventures.
I must say, when y'all get y'all heartbroken, though, oh my God.
Hell yeah.
Oof. Y'all be on some other stuff.
Ooh, I'm talking about that shit hurt. Your favorite food don't even taste
somebody,
good.
Oh, I seen something. I wonder if this is true. Oh, my God. You be sick. Your stomach be low to the ground because you don't want to eat anything.
You ain't no nigga until you get your heart broke. Like, you ain't a man.
But
you,
there's
like,
three different types
gotta,
of love.
When
there's
you a
three.
Grown man, like, that's how you know. That's the last shit God do. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
Now you know.
There is. I feel like somebody had posted. There's three different type of loves. There's your first love when you like a kid, teenager or whatever, and then it's that second love. Well, it breaks your heart, but then it's the second love where you really love this person, but this is the one that's about to fuck you up, like,
oh
and,
my
it's
God.
Going, and it's
that's
gonna take a
one.
While. And then the third one, supposedly, this is just something somebody posted. The third one is when you get right with it because it's like, I don't know, you only got like 80, 90, 100 years to live. You don't want to keep on.
That don't mean
shit. You're not supposed to find stuff.
Yeah, that don't mean shit. You know
don't
how many people left this motherfucker and never found the right
exactly.
one?
Exactly.
Shit, you're not guaranteed to find the right one.
You're not. But if you do right, eventually
some people
right
just be right for the moment, though.
Oh
sometimes
God,
that shit be so right. And then it's like, you try to
get over something or
man,
either blame that person.
Some motherfuckers just be right for right then. And that's all. And that's really all it's supposed to be. And then you try to make it something else and then you're like, you know what? This ain't it.
Yeah. It'd be like that.
But shit.
It'd be like that.
Hey, that's the last test, though. You can fuck around and survive that shit. Then you
You'll
can
be really, all right.
You can survive this shit, bro. Every nigga, when you said that every nigga looked at around the room, dirty bitch.
Ooh. What? No, for Ooh. Real.
Cause niggas don't never think it happened to
them. Cause it'd be
them.
Like it can't There's happen to me. Like,
shit, not me. Just no.
And it really
coming.
Did. And it really did happen to them. And they just be acting like it don't bother them. And
nigga,
it do.
Your day coming. It's gonna be ugly too. I'm
oh,
telling.
It's gonna be hurtful. I don't like that. I don't like hurting people. That's not nice. I don't hurt people. At least I don't think I do.
No more. You ever think about the people who you know didn't get the best version of you?
Yeah, they bother me now.
They still bother you?
They're like, oh, I'm so proud of
so
you.
So even the
really
ones
proud.
That, like, the shit went out, like, ended bad, they still
yeah,
want
like,
you?
Yeah, like, I'm proud of you. Like, you changed. I seen it. I'm like, I'm sitting here reading it with my new dude, like.
It's relationship
yeah, it's like,
season,
I forgive people, but I'm over it. It's like, I didn't expect you to try to help me, like, to grow. That's something I had to do. But the way you treated me was on another level, so I just be like, it's cool. And right. I just, that's my motivation. Like, be myself. I promise myself, be myself. I don't do no damn, what's it called, etiquette for interviews and shit like that. I don't do none of that shit. I be myself. Like, I want people to get the raw and the needy. That's what made me popping. I just want to do that, do my music, treat people right. You treat people right, you're going to go far. You treat yourself right, you're going to go far. Fuck
That's where
that.
It starts.
Yeah, like, for real.
Because people treat you how you treat yourself.
Yeah, like, they going to look at you like you wilding out here. I'm going to treat you like you're wild out. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you got to not let people talk to you crazy or things just got to roll off your shoulders.
Like. Right. And then you have to know how to separate yourself, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes the shit other people
I stay in
do
the house.
Don't have shit to do with you.
Netflix, Hula, and
Disney. Every fight ain't worth fighting.
Amazon.
Every time. Verbal combat and shit like that. Sometimes you just
gotta, I used to be like that. Like,
you gotta let motherfucker be wrong sometimes.
Fuck the verbal. I wanna fight.
I don't wanna always be the buck stops here ass nigga. I'd be like, oh, that's how
wait
you
Wait a
think?
Minute, the what?
Wait a minute,
hold on,
what do you
hold
go
on.
Outside with this bullshit? Go ahead.
Wait.
No, I'm gonna let you go. Go ahead. I want you to see how oh fucking God. Wrong you are, because life will do you a lot worse than I will.
Something in my eye.
It's the weed.
No, that ain't weed. It's like a little piece of...
Oh, shit.
...hair. Oh. It's okay. I'm going to survive.
Damn.
I'm going to play it.
You want to do the rest of this shit with your eyes closed?
I got one open. I'm a G.
You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the stylus here?
I ain't worried about it. Mm. I'm going to keep blinking till it get right.
J.O.N., here. You got your tweezers you be using on your eyelashes?
No, what?
He do his eyelashes, too.
That's why I'm done with you. You need to get out, man.
He always wear them glasses.
You been real quiet back there.
Eyelashes is done. Probably back on your page. Where you originally from?
Valdosta, Georgia.
Stop playing.
Moody Air Force Base. I live in Tampa, Florida, MacDill Air Force Base, Germany, Franklin, New York, Houston, Detroit, and Miami, and L.A.
Damn, you live more places than an FBI agent.
Close enough.
That's dope.
Pretty cool. But I built a lot of friendships in those different cities, so that's what I do. I just rotate and backtrack with all the people I know and just network the anything that I'm doing.
What made you come to Atlanta?
It was the start over new. You know, it was a lot that I was getting into as far as, like, just the dance world and drinking and stuff like that. And I just wanted to start over, especially, like, my boyfriend had passed away yeah. at that time. So I just was like, you know, what's my biggest inspiration right now? And he was, and that was to push music. Like, when he was around me, he was like, do your music. And I'm like, okay. So I did it. And over the years, I got better and better and better at it. And I'm so glad I never stopped. Because it'd be so dope, like, people hear me say this all the time in the interviews, but then when I start, like, singing and really performing and showing music, they'd be like, oh, nah, like, this shit's wave. Like, so I like that reaction. I like being myself. I don't be giving a fuck what nobody think of me. Mm. Like, I'm on that vibe. Like, once you get to that type of vibe, whether somebody think you corny, whatever it is, it's like you really don't, like, give a fuck.
Them people don't fucking know you.
I don't be caring about none of that shit. I get money and I'm happy. And that shit people would die for.
fucking right.
Sanity, like, my shit be on 85%, but that's a lot.
Yeah. That's great.
87.
85 is a good number.
85 is a B+.
Okay, you know why I don't give a fuck what people think? Because there's motherfuckers out here eating tuna sandwiches, cat.
I like those.
I wouldn't eat that shit.
I like those.
But you see how difference of opinion don't matter?
And I like Vienna sausages, too.
Not,
I
not,
eat Vienna sausages. That's my favorite snack.
We don't have none of those around here.
That's my... Oh, my God. I was talking about food.
Just them big old sausages.
I'm about to fight your ass. Get up.
I'm talking about them sausages, too, Johnny Blaze. Goddamn,
I knew I wasn't gonna get out. I knew I was gonna make it out here alive. I just knew it. I knew it.
Johnny Blaze, you are still alive.
It's not safe.
Yes, it is.
I knew you was gonna get me.
Whatever. Creating hostile work environment.
I didn't do anything. I came in here really, really nice, and I said, "Hey, everybody, I'm Johnny,"
right.
And waved and went to the baño.
You did. You threw a little Spanish in there. Now the Spanish people are gonna be like, "It's baño." You know?
It's with the.
You can't even fucking please these people. I'll tell you one person who's happy you came here today. My boy Thad.
But me looking directly up, and he was just like sitting. Remember everybody hate Chris? You know, Chris.
Let me show the people how Thad's sitting there watching Johnny Blaze.
It's like all y'all knew this was planned. Like, yeah, we...
This is... He just graduated. This is his first summer outside.
Wait, just graduated?
College. He
okay.
Grown. He grown. But he been a fan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
First it was this one.
No, I'm telling you. It's Thad. Because when I was like, bro, Johnny Blaze coming. He was like, with the Mickey Mouse tattoo? I was like, bro... Hey, you making me uncomfortable, Dad.
That's my favorite tattoo, too. It's on my shoulder.
He know.
I had put,
Look, he done uncrossed his hand. Oh, shucks. Can't this nigga say, oh, shucks? Look,
I instantly thought of Goofy. You remember Goofy, yeah. Like, the hook you up? Oh, my God.
Look, Johnny, he can't even look now.
Bro, I ain't even do anything to nobody.
Thad love you.
I came in here. Didn't I say hi to everybody?
You ain't speak to Thad. He want a hug.
I can't.
Yeah, I know, but he...
I'll give him a friendly hug.
That's what he... That's good enough for him.
I got you. I got you.
I told him.
Y'all is...
No, I told him.
No, the reason why I said that, not to be funny like that, because I got a boyfriend.
I know you got a boyfriend, but like he a fan.
I appreciate it.
He fucked with you the long way.
Anybody else you want to tell, huh?
No.
Because you just going down the line.
But I'm just telling you, Thad, he was like, bro, please introduce me to him. I was like, Thad. You see, he embarrassed. Bro, I told you I got you.
You tried for this shit, dog. Bro.
I got you.
Look how they do me.
He's shy as hell. You his one, though. He can talk to any other one. He be like, bro, if Johnny Blaze ever come in this bitch, Los, I got you, bro. Whatever you need. I was like, bro, just relax, man. He been waiting on this. He been waiting on this. He the one who kept calling me, Los, where you at? Where you at? You know what time she pulling up? I'm like, bro, just... Pull out, man. Look, he ain't even doing shit.
I'm laughing.
That nigga like,
Los,
hey, I'm sitting down and watching that, man. I know she got something to say. I want to hear.
You know what's crazy? I have some people that, like, man, if y'all only know, like, how y'all treat me and how you react towards me when I meet people, that shit, I be going home, and just how y'all act, like, to make it fair, I literally be calling, like, my best friends and stuff, like, yo, somebody came up to me and was like, are you Johnny? And I was, like, panicking, like, oh, shit, they knew who I was. Like, so mm-hmm. When you're doing that and when people do these things to me, I literally go home and be amped up like I'm my own fan of the
person.
Which
best friend?
And I'm
he
like,
probably know her, too.
Oh, Matt. No, he don't know Matt. Puerto Rican Brazil, I don't know you.
Oh, it's a dude.
Nah, that's my best friend. And then I have another best friend, Miss Raindrop Bob.
He gave me the nod. He was like, nah, not him. The girl. He trying to do sign language, ask her who that girl she is.
Just know y'all make me smile when y'all know me.
You see what you do with that?
No, it really makes me happy. I really have people that be like on like tilt about me. I'm like, oh, that's super dope. I'm up here trying to get all my little feminine products in Walmart, and it's a whole little line just taking pictures. I'm like, I can't get my tampon?
Nope.
Like, okay.
Hey, Johnny, give me one of them.
Give me that summer Eve down there, girl. One. Take the picture. Give I'm like, one. Bruh, get your own fucking vagina shit. I'm trying to shop. Walmart's like one of my, like, that's my it store. Tarjay be a little too bougie.
You go to Walmart?
I like Walmart. I'm going to always be this way. Like, for real, my favorite snack is Vienna sausage, which is so crazy. And don't start your shit.
I don't know who this nigga is, that your new nigga that's got you addicted to these little sausages. But we don't have none of them over here. No,
and neither do he. I like those. I'm serious. A little bit of hot sauce.
That's the real hood in you, Jenny.
No, I really do. I swear to God. Like, I'm,
you
I,
have
I,
made
I
it to
be
a level
way.
In life where eating those is extremely
unhealthy.
It don't
matter
unhealthy.
How big I get, I'm going to always be this way. I don't want to change into something that's a lot to do. That's
you said
a job.
You believe in omens and shit.
You said I believe in what?
Do you believe in like science? Mm-hmm. Watch this. You are the second guest in a row to bring up the love of sausages. Last week it was pocket sausage.
Oh man.
This week.
Oh, what the fuck is a pocket sausage? What is it? Pocket!
Say for instance you were eating your Vienna sausages and you just randomly stuck two of them in your
I ain't trying
pocket.
To do all that.
We had a friend who did that.
On here?
No. In his life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A guy?
Yeah, he was on his way to church and the church bus was coming.
Oh my God.
And soon as the sausages were done, he was getting ready to do something where he grabbed both of them and ended up just sticking them in his pockets and riding to church with them. Fucked his outfit up. Great story, bro.
Nah, you gotta finish it.
I don't know. I mean, y'all can just sing you the clip, but I mean, it's his story to tell. I wouldn't do
oh
it justice.
Oh, my God.
How long you been eating little sausages in the can?
No, you see, you laughing at me. I'm serious.
Because I'm trying to distinguish.
You know what can I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, those.
How long have you been eating?
I just, ever since I was a kid, I've always, like.
When the last time you had some?
2 weeks ago.
Wow.
I'm really on a diet.
Like, you keep them at the crib?
Hell yeah, they packed up in the thingy. And noodles, and that was what's making me gain weight, and I had to throw everything out.
For real?
You know what?
So this came from noodles.
And oatmeal.
And oatmeal.
Hot Pockets. And Cheez-Its.
Keep going. They gonna want to know.
Sour Patches.
Keep going.
Snickers, ice cream bars. Starburst ice cream, too.
Well,
chili cheese fries and Funyun.
Look, Thad making
Ooh,
a list.
Oh, you got some Funyun.
Look, he making a list on his phone. Look. Bro, get off my page, man.
Why are you laughing at him? You typed it on your laptop. Caught your ass.
Yeah, Cat got it on there. Cat
said
she.
He up there doing it the hard way. I'm gonna do it the fast way.
Nah, man.
Let me just record it.
Well, you did bring a whole lot of thickness to the trap. Yes. Hell yeah.
What the hell are you clapping for?
We appreciate it. Man, hell yeah. We got to get you to come back and do 85 and do some music and play us some songs on that keyboard and things of that nature. Right?
Ooh, what's that?
You know. Oh, these are some things from our P.O. box. Let me open some of this shit.
Hey. Brought to you by
These are from the fans who send things to our P.O. box. This is all my shit. It's been separated. Let's see. It says Money Monster. Shout out to these people.
You don't even look like you need that. I'll take it. I'll get back in 2 weeks. Three.
That shit actually hard.
Maximum.
I fucks with it. I am a money monster. Amongst other things, Cat. Chad Oubre. What's up, boy? Hold on. This one says, to the trenches. Well, we've even got a certificate of authenticity. To the trenches.
I think they gave you two of them.
They
this
probably
one fired
did.
Too. It's good.
This is a big ass shirt. Nice try, though. Nice
that's
try.
Slimmest shirt.
Craig, you girl, have to wear this. This is an extra large.
Boy, they
I'll get somebody in the crew to wear this, okay? Who an XL? That. Nope. They had a medium. He's got a long torso.
Yo, I didn't realize he was back there.
Right, man, they creeps. They all creeps, Johnny. You bring the creeps out these niggas. This nigga's hiding all, this nigga under the couch. Flip the pillow up. Hey, I'm just trying to get the audio, man.
You kept moving your chains. I can't hear you too good.
Oh, Money Monster went crazy.
Yeah, that shit hard.
Hell yeah. Man, her walking around the crib with that ass out in this.
Oh, my God.
She just gonna have this on. Then when she reach up, cheeks.
Those are these type of shirts. Keep these shirts for that.
Oh, okay. But
see?
Appreciate it, Johnny Blaze.
You're welcome.
You always got a good idea.
I think so.
Hell yeah.
They didn't say how to
Bruh,
promote it.
How big do I look on camera?
Let me see.
These goddamn T-shirts are huge.
It's
y'all
like,
gonna have to start sending me a medium.
Slice the size.
But this is a medium.
It's so it.
I fucks with this. The Money Monster people went crazy. I gotta get my paper up.
Damn, them bitches is big.
Them some big shirts.
Wait a minute. The way you folded them.
Yeah, I used to work in one of them department stores.
I know why you got fired.
Why?
The way you just folded that.
Johnny Blaze.
I know why you got fired now.
Don't talk about me in front of me.
Wait, that's the what? Why? Not.
Because.
You, that ain't right.
Just because.
That ain't right.
We be talking about people, Johnny Blaze.
I wasn't talking about you. I was just saying.
People been in the house the whole time for this pandemic. I don't want to be folding clothes, Johnny Blaze. I'm trying to preserve the integrity of the sleeves. Or some shit and things of that nature. We about to get out of here. Tell them your social media.
You don't want me to just like...
Huh, you got that shit, don't you? That OCD shit.
So, what's up, you guys? My name's Johnny Blaze. Brought to you by...
Let me see how you do this shit.
So, I would like to tell y'all that... Let me stop. Because if I... Like, bitch, you ain't do no different.
Right. So you really was just telling me to do some shit that you didn't even want to do.
No, I just, it don't happen. I don't know how to fold either, not to be honest.
You don't? Man, give me this
shit.
Wait,
it was almost there.
Wait, I got it.
Look, it's about the...
John, that's not right.
It's about the patience.
Nope. I know that's not right. Nope. 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 That's actually worse than how I just creased it over, Johnny. Johnny, where are you gonna hide this shit? What are you, used to smuggling drugs or something? Fuck, you done wore the t-shirt like a blunt.
Ha! Here.
Fuck out of here, man. Fold this shit up since you wanna be judgmental.
No, it's just funny to say. No, you don't gotta fold this.
Nah, man, I don't.
Let me see, now I'm concerned. Let me see you fold this.
Bro, I know how to fold this shit. Because I'm going to get some pussy off this. Soon as she see that I know how to, I can fend for myself, she going to be like, I love a nigga who don't need nobody. That's right, Lowe's. Fold them clothes up. I can see the comments now. I can see them comments coming.
What the
right
hell is
now.
That?
Right now. Johnny Blaze.
That's the same way I did it.
Your shit was folded
you
in a knot.
You being real different today, boy. That she ain't even a crease. It's not even straight.
Johnny Blaze, this shit gonna fit
man,
right
boy,
in
that the, shit is ugly.
Right in the drawer.
And you know it.
You
with
are
a little,
crazy.
I just want to sound like a little turtle. Got you a little turtle.
Look, look, that's gonna fit right in the
man,
drawer.
Man, ain't nothing like when rolling
go,
it up military style so
crib,
that it can
I'm
actually
have two
fit
drawers.
In there.
It's gonna be one full of T-shirts folded just like this.
That shit like Darth Vader
then
head
shape. Then I'm gonna have enough room to put some drawers and some socks up there. That's how you maximize having a little space at her crib.
You gotta
Johnny
roll
Blaze.
It up.
Nah, that's only when you traveling and you overpack. Now look, when you go over my girl house. And you look in the T-shirt drawer, that's what niggas need to learn how to.
She don't fold, break up with your ass because of that.
No, you fold your shit how you
know.
You
do not fold it like that.
I'm telling you, I'm used to staying over there. Look, you put that one right beside the other. Look, they go three deep, and then the drawers go this way, and then the socks go right there and hold everything in place. Now, when you look in the closet and you see my sweater over there like this, my sweater gonna be in the top of the closet, just like this. And that little slip, you see how that little, that hang out? That's how I know it's mine and I ain't gotta keep looking for it. Now, if I come over there and my shit ain't like I left it, I'm gonna
man, that shit ugly as hell.
Exactly. I was getting some game with my niggas who ain't never had to use two drawers before. This is the 85 South Show. My name is Carlos Miller. I have used two drawers before. That's Johnny Blaze. She thick as hell.
Then why, how? How do y'all deal with him every day?
They don't. I only see these niggas on 2 days a week.
That's a lot.
Nah, that's enough. That's rehab numbers.
Oh my God, this couch don't love me.
Huh. Johnny Blaze owe us a couch.
I do not.
Yeah, you do.
It's
that ain't never coming back. Johnny Blaze, take a picture, man.
Okay.
Just stay like that.
No. I have a feeling that you took a picture any fucking way. Fuck you. I understand you.
You ready?
Why y'all be bullying me, man? I can't help it.
You the bully. Hold on.
Let me get my good side.
Which one is it?
I don't know. Still trying to figure it out. Let me suck in. Hold on.
Oh shit. Stop talking to me. He really waited.
That's why I stuck
back. They should have took 20 pictures.
I can't see shit. I'm hiding, bitch.
I know it.
I ain't dropping nothing. I'm sick of y'all ass.
I ain't got
y'all
no
be talking
motherfucking
that shit.
Friends.
Look, I was trying to buy something. He's like, nah. I'm like, okay. Thank
my
you.
Guy.
You need me to place them on and take pictures? Okay.
Johnny Blaze, can Thad get a picture?
Everybody can take, yeah, whoever wants to take pictures.
Thad, she said, yeah, bro.
Why not?
I'm in the mood. I'm about to move. I'm about to move, bro. Hold up. Hey, Johnny, hey, for real, are you?
I'm laughing because you, nigga.
Taylor, what is
you,
this?
This nigga.
Bugger, thanks. Come on, man.
I'm like, you know what? Don't give me the
did you see this? Thanks. Don't faint. Oh, don't faint, Thad. I'm way heart racing.
This man, y'all don't get off my number.
Oh my goodness. Hilarious.
Where did this come from?
Yes, sir. You can see his chest up.
Oh, they did. Ask me for this shit.
They can't look. It's the certification on it and everything. I don't know what it's certified, but they said like 8 chains.
For real?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.